6 minutes past 8 o'clock. It's a band called I Am They, opening up the last hour of the show this morning, and it goes into our Green Hour every Wednesday between 8 and 9. And today, a very special show for us. It's our 150th episode, and I was just listening to some of our past shows and the amazing people we've had from around the country on this national conversation on energy saving. I think about when we started in 2010, energy perhaps something that we were all very aware of, but today it's become a priority for business, and it's a real privilege to welcome in studios from Specsavers, the CEO, Mr. Brian Daly. Brian, lovely to have you with us on this very celebratory morning.
Lovely to be with you and to share such a fantastic day.
Thank you. It's a mark
of history for you. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, of course, the studio is lined with 150 green balloons. We've got green cake here in studio, so it really is going to be a great celebration. So we've got two very special guests joining us today to talk really about where we currently stand. And I think to start with you, Brian, with Specsavers, you've always been proudly PE, and you've always chosen that or decided that this is really the place where you want to build business and set your roots. But why was it PE all along for you?
There's an interesting story. I was meant to start my career up in KwaZulu-Natal. In fact, I did. And then a series of circumstances resulted in me arriving in Uitenhage and working here. So fate was a wonderful thing, because living in Port Elizabeth and raising a family in Port Elizabeth has been the most amazing story for us. It's a wonderful part of the world.
And for Specsavers, the brand being a proudly PE brand for you?
Absolutely. We've often been asked, why are we in Port Elizabeth? Being in Port Elizabeth for a national brand like ourselves, to have a head office in Port Elizabeth is probably ideal, because the flying time to Johannesburg, Durban and Cape Town is virtually the same. And we are able to employ people that like to go to the beach and don't have gridlock and can get to work on time.
Lovely. There certainly has been challenges in Nelson Mandela Bay, particularly politically. I mean, this must have raised concerns for you through the years, some of our leadership crises that we've had. How have you stayed positive amidst all of this?
Yeah, I think the attitude that we tend to take is try and focus on the positives. I think there's so many negatives that one could, in fact, convince yourself that that business is not worth doing. I think we just have to accept the fact that there are problems everywhere.
Yeah.
We have to perhaps try and guide and ask questions and make sure that we are given an environment in which we can function.
Yeah.
And that becomes quite critical. You're talking about energy. I think the energy cost in Port Elizabeth is probably the highest in the whole country.
It's true. Yeah. And this is becoming more and more effective for business now.
Absolutely.
And like, I'm sure for you as well.
Yeah, no, it is. It's load shedding is a bigger problem for us than the actual cost of energy. For the practices to be disturbed with having no power for 2 or 3 hours a day and not being able to know when that's going to happen is the biggest problem. So when people phone in to make appointments, they actually don't know whether they're going to have electricity. So we've had to revert to inverters to make sure that all of our practices can function.
Which is wonderful. Yeah. I think I'm surprised that so many people are feeling like, oh, is this thing going to go away? Is load shedding going to go away? It's almost become ridiculous now. We know it's here to stay for a while, so businesses simply are not equipping themselves as you have done.
Yeah, we have to gear ourselves, and I think load shedding is here to stay for a long time. That's become very obvious. The problem that we have in our particular circumstances, some of the shopping malls that we're in don't have generators. They were never designed when they were built to accommodate generators, and that's their problem. So that's why we've had to revert to inverters.
Brilliant. Now, Specsavers has been synonymous with a green brand as well. Preserving the Planet is a brand that I've always been aware of. Why is this sort of being important for Specsavers going forward?
It all started with an association of a great friend of mine, Andrew Muir from the Wilderness Foundation.
He was with us last week.
That's right. Was he? Okay.
Yeah.
I remember being on a show with him here as well. He has convinced me that it should be the conscience of most corporates to do something about greening the planet. And so we started an initiative together called Preserving the Planet. It's owned by the Wilderness Foundation. And it really was on the basis that if we wanted to do something as an organization about greening, the most effective way would be to partner or link with someone who does it professionally as they do, and they're an NGO. So you know that all the money you give them is spent in the right places.
Yeah. And has there been some specific projects that you've got involved with?
We, for the last 6 years, have been replanting the Bavayans Kloof with Specworm.
Yes.
We do 4,000 trees a month. So we've probably planted about 300,000 trees there.
Wow.
Absolutely amazing. The speckworm is the most amazing tree. I don't know if you're aware, but it sequestrates carbon dioxide at a greater rate than than most trees.
Yeah.
So it's a highly efficient tree to plant for these sort of things. And the all the carbon credits that are being awarded will be given to the Wilderness Foundation, not ourselves.
Wonderful. Yeah. Elephants like it, I believe. Eh?
They love it. And kudu.
The green initiatives have also been evident in your shops, because you've done initiatives like even recycling cell phones at one stage.
Yes, we got involved in recycling cell phones. That proved to be a little bit difficult, in that the value that the organization that recycled them was giving for the phones wasn't commensurate with what their street value was, that wasn't working very well. But we've changed the lighting in all of our practices to become more efficient, more energy conscious.
So you're practicing what you're preaching?
Absolutely. Well, we try to.
We try to, yeah. In terms of today's world that we live in, is it important, or what role should business be playing really with going green and sustainability? Is it important?
I think it's absolutely important. I think we can't just sit back and rely on the government of the day to do something about it. And that's globally. I don't think all governments throughout the world should necessarily have to do it on their own. I think they have to put the legislation in place to make it happen. But I think corporates should have a green conscience. In that it does become their responsibility to put something back into the society to make sure that this planet is a great place for people who come after us.
Yeah. Are you concerned about some of the environmental things happening in our country? When we hear about nuclear now in the news and all sorts of stuff happening.
Nuclear is meant to be clean energy.
Yes.
And so there are some positives about it. Obviously, there are some negatives as well. I think if we look globally, there's nuclear energy everywhere. So we're not offended by the fact that nuclear energy is probably the right route that we're taking in this country.
Okay. In terms of your own energy security as Specsavers, you talk about inverters. Is that something that you have to think about going forward? Like, look, we'll have to start securing our own energy at some point.
Yeah, a bit difficult for us and where we work from in terms of. But I think we need to make every corporate should have a conscience to do something about making sure that we are creating an environment where we can feed a nation, and let's all be aware of the fact that water is going to be the next crisis.
That's true. That's true. Well, let's take a short break. Brian Daly, CEO of Specsavers, joining us in studio on our 150th Green Hour. We'll have more coming up after the break. The ongelooflijke 20 minutes past 8 o'clock here on our 150th Green Hour. Joining us in studio, we've got Mr. Brian Daly from Specsavers, the CEO. And we'll be talking a little bit about some of the legacy that Specsavers is hoping to leave behind. Because you really do see this as more than just a business, don't you?
Absolutely. No, we'd have to leave something behind that we're proud of. And we have to do something for the planet, as we've said. And also develop a culture amongst ourselves that they also practice good habit.
Yeah, you've been in this city. In fact, you've been in business in this country for a long time. You've seen lots of changes that have come and gone, and green became like the really in word for a while now. But the sense of what is really sustainable about what we're doing in terms of doing business. You mentioned water crisis. We know there's an energy crisis. How do you not only stay positive, but how do you plan for this? And what do you, as a business leader in our country, say to other business owners about? What is it that we need to be doing as business people going forward for this country to really make sure that that legacy does exist?
I think the most important thing is to realize that there are people that are specialized to make a difference, who are orchestrated and organized in order to make those differences. And that if you in your corporate environment think that you can collect money, make a donation and give a good effect to it, you're probably wrong. It's probably better to join hands with someone like the Wilderness Foundation, for example, who are the experts, know exactly what to do, and know how to apply and put the money in the best place to create the best results.
Yeah. I mean, aren't you tempted to get involved in fish farms and fracking and all these things?
Yeah, I think when you get very emotive about it, you think, chook, we have to really get involved and do something. And then you suddenly realize, what can we do? We don't have the expertise to do
That's
it.
That's right.
And so then the next question is, where do we give our money to, or the donations that we get either from the public or the people who support us? Because ultimately that's where it's coming from. And how do we give effect to make sure that it's spent in the right direction and not lost in various commissions, et cetera, that do happen? So Wilderness Foundation, I would absolutely advocate it.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And I think they're doing an outstanding job. Every time I speak to Andrew Muir, you get so excited about our country.
He's just such an authority, you know, when he sits talking to you about the number of plant species and animal species we're losing on an annual basis, it's absolutely frightening. And the world's overpopulated, and the biggest problem with global warming and preserving the planet is how are we going to feed everybody? Mm-hmm. I mean, that really is the most important thing, and that's where I think governments are starting to get their heads around how important this issue is.
Yeah. Now, for Specsavers going forward as a brand, because at the end of the day, I mean, you're getting involved with all these other things, you still got a core brand over there. Yeah. And how do you keep those separate and yet still be meaningful?
I think it has to be a natural passion. Mm. Our core business, obviously, is Specsavers and maintaining the fact that we want to be out there and be the number one brand in eye care in South Africa. But we just require the passion of everyone around us within the organization to know that it's important to have some sort of a green conscience. I think it's important for the consumers, the people who support us, and to provide that platform where they too know that by supporting us, there's an element of what they're supporting us goes in the right direction as well.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, I see a couple of messages coming in from some of the staff just saying, lovely to hear you. Papa Dowley, are they calling you on these messages. But just, Brian, lastly from yourself, and really do thank you for your time this morning. Just your message to the many Green Hour listeners, and as this podcast goes across the country, a lot of engineers, people who are doing some amazing stuff in our country. What's your message to them as we celebrate our 150th show today?
Just don't lose the passion. Just keep it going. The world and this country needs people like you to be able to spread the good word and to spread the reasons why you're doing it and encourage more to do it.
Wonderful. Brian, thank you for your time and thank you for your support for the Green Hour. We really appreciate it.
Pleasure.